I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God is at work in every headline in today's broadcast. Big changes are underway in Algeria, and we're about to find out what it means for Christians. And then later, a deaf ministry explains why recent developments make a world of difference for sign language Bible translation. Listen closely, because there's a place for you in every story. And we'll start today in the Middle East, where after 20 years in power, the Algerian president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has resigned amid ongoing protests. But this begs the question, what's next? Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says the demonstrators reject the current government and want it ousted. While Algeria's current situation doesn't directly impact Christians, it does have indirect impact.
Since 2006, there have been significant restrictions that have been made on the church through legislation, which has sought to organize the worship of non-Muslims in the country. Now, this law is unconstitutional and contrary to international human rights legislation, but it's part of a number of laws which aims to restrict the freedom of religion in the country.
Algeria is ranked number 22 on Open Doors World Watch List. That list is a ranking of the top 50 countries where it's hardest to live as a Christian. The main religion in Algeria is Islam, and the government has used it as a tool to oppress Christians and churches throughout the country.
The hope is that the suggested changes to the constitution, the establishment of an Algeria, would include the abolition of these laws and guarantees for freedoms.
So pray for our brothers and sisters in Algeria and ask God to strengthen their faith. Next, 10% of Venezuelan citizens have fled the country. Bethany Christian Services' Christy Gleason tells us.
It's actually the largest migration in modern history of Latin America. So it's affecting all the countries in Latin America because it's the sheer number of people that are coming into neighboring countries. For example, in Cucuta, prices are on the rise because of just the demand market, right? There's also increases in illegal activity. So prostitution is on the rise, trafficking is on the rise, and so it's really affecting the economy.
So Bethany amped up their work on the border of Venezuela and Colombia by partnering with the UNHCR and launching a welcome center.
It's just a safe space for families. So what it does is it provides a location for people to get a snack, access water, access public toilets, access the internet. So if they do have family in other parts of the country or the region, they can email them and connect with family. And then we are also doing things like handing out hygiene kits.
Gleason says this crisis isn't going to be a quick fix. Your support's needed, but please be praying for those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ. And we'd probably all agree that Bible translation is important, and it's even more critical in the deaf world.
Out of the 350 sign languages or more worldwide, less than 30 of them have any sort of published scripture at all. So over 90% of sign languages have nothing.
That's Rob Myers with Door International. He says you can't have sustainable deaf ministry without God's word in sign language.
Progress in translation is a critical thing. But in order to do some of that critical work, there's a next layer down that needs to be there. And that next layer down is what we would call translation consulting.
Translation consultants come alongside translation teams and check for biblical accuracy. But less than 12 translation consultants worldwide have the skills needed to check sign language translation work. But that is all changing this weekend.
There's a celebration happening where we have 15 people who are either becoming full translation consultants or they're becoming specialized translation consultants. Six of those people are hearing, and nine of them are deaf. This may almost double the number of translation consultants who are available worldwide.
Please, would you be praying for these men?
Their role is incredibly critical, but that also means that they're more open to spiritual attack.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.